It's the morning after, or perhaps we should say the New England Patriots and their fans are mourning after their big loss yesterday. The Pat season is over thanks to the disappointing 33-14 loss to the Baltimore Ravens in Gillette Stadium yesterday. Mike Reese covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. He's been with us throughout the season and joins us now for a recap. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
What were the biggest factors in this drubbing yesterday?
Probably physicality would be the first thing. On the first play of the game, Ravens running back Ray Rice runs 83 yards for a touchdown. The Ravens total 234 rushing yards. Very unusual to see the Patriots get pushed around the football field like that.
I don't think I've ever seen a football game lost on the very first play before. And that, I felt that way yesterday, and I think a lot of Patriots fans did. We all knew that with the loss of star receiver Wes Welker, it was likely the offense would struggle, which means the defense needed to step up. Then on the first play, after the kickoff, as you said, the defense failed. Baltimore opened a hole. Ray Rice blew through it, scored the touchdown, exposing the weakness in the defense and the fears of the fans.
And that's the biggest thing, Bob. In the playoffs, when you're playing at home, that's supposed to be an advantage. They got the crowd all worked up. They had Wes Welker on crutches out for the opening coin toss. There was a lot of energy in the stadium, and then all of a sudden it was like letting the air out of a balloon. The place was dead.
And the Patriots, not only the fans, but the Patriots were flat too. It just didn't look like anyone was playing hard yesterday.
And let's start with the quarterback, Tom Brady. This was probably his worst performance of his career. The Patriots losing a home playoff game for the first time since 1978. They had won 11 straight home playoff games, and Tom Brady had a couple of costly mistakes, interceptions early in the game. Patriots go down 24-0 in the first quarter. Just too big of a hole to overcome.
Yesterday, after the game, it was reported that Baltimore receiver, former New England Patriot Kelly Washington was running all over the field shouting, "The era is over," meaning the Patriots' era of the first decade of the new century when they won three championships is over. Is it over, and how big is the rebuilding job for next season?
Well, I would say that the Patriots have fallen back to the pack. The idea of them being the elite team from 2007 when they were going through that undefeated season, the magical season, those days are obviously over. But when you look around the National Football League, it's clear the Patriots are still one of the top teams in the third of the league. And now they need to make some tweaks. Every team goes through changes, and the Patriots are going to have their fair share of them as well.
Oh, well, it's still going to be a long winter, a long spring, and a long summer for Patriots fans, though, Mike Reese. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com.